Blog Talk Radio.
Our guest calling is 347-996-3903. I know you're out there. So don't be afraid. Give us a call. We had a great call a couple of weeks ago from Max. And boy, he was fun. He was smart. He had a band and everything, and he had a little YouTube channel. And we invite all kinds of creativity with everybody. So what do you say we, I don't know. I think I'd like to start off with some great music to celebrate, you know, the fact that it's summertime. Actually, this woman was in town last night in Beantown. Bette Midler. And don't forget our website, www.beantownpals.com. Our webmaster, Paul Elwell, is doing a magnificent job. There's so much great stuff up there. And don't forget our next album, Album 9, will be out soon. And Munch has got a lot of songs on that, baby. Oh, yeah, how about a commercial? How about a commercial?
Mrs. Goldilocks of Goldie's Just Right Furniture Store with great news about our Three Bear Chairs line and this week's special sale on all our Lazy Bear chairs. That's right, all models are drastically reduced for quick clearance, including the Pupper Bear Chair, the Mama Bear Chair, and of course, for you sprouts, the Baby Bear Chair. That's a really cute one. Are you tired of sitting in a lazy chair that is just too darn soft, too hard, or not just right? Does your back hurt? Is your butt getting soft and just plain mushy? Are you having trouble removing that fat rump from that other brand? Or is your current brand just a pain in the butt because it's too darn hard? Well, you don't need to look any further. You need to come down and test drive one of my designer just right lazy bear chairs. And if you come down, make sure you ask for Goldie. That's me, folks. Come down and meet me in person, and we'll sit in one of our chairs together and drink some lemonade. And thanks for listening.
Boy, oh boy. Down there and check out some of those chairs. I'll tell you, that Goldilocks, very enterprising. Not only has she got a chair business, but she's got a bed business, mattresses, and even got herself a porridge. Porridge can very, very enterprising, that gal. And, of course, the Three Bears aren't happy about it because they think that she kind of took their recipes and stuff. So there's all kinds of copyright laws on it. Anyway, well, race day is today. I'll be racing Rex. And why don't we play a little ditty from the past about when I did and Betty came to the track. It was kind of cool, you know.
Well, boys and girls, it's another exciting day in Beantown. Today, Betty gets a big thrill. It's race day, and Boss has invited her to be part of the pit crew. She and Batty and Robo Bean and Boss are going to help Bucky out through the entire race. Let's listen in and see what happens.
Well, Betty, here we are. It's a big day at the race. And, you know, this year when Bucky asked us to kind of pull you into the pit with us, and how's it feel to be in the pit, Betty?
I'm so excited. This is like the best day of my life.
Well, of course. It's a big day for the race, you know. And Bucky, like I said, we're going to be helping Bucky out. He'll be coming in from time to time as he's going around. We're going to have to change tires and give him a little more gas. And...
Oh, my gosh. I hope he lets me change the tires.
Well, I don't know if we'll let you do that right away, but heck, just the support you give Bucky.
Yeah.
You know how Bucky...
Oh, my God, I even brought a cup of molasses for him when he pulled it to the pit.
Oh, he'll learn a lot that, baby. I think just the fact that you just give him a little rub on patting the head, maybe a little rub on the back, you know, that's going to pump him up a lot, you know.
Yeah, this is, like, so exciting.
Well, it looks like thank you, baby. Like I say, there's Robo over there in Batty there. They're adjusting all the tools and getting ready with the gas and everything. Looks like we're getting... Wait a minute, Betty. Just kind of calm down a little bit. Looks like they're ready to drop that flag. There it goes. There it goes, Betty.
Go.
Race is on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh,
yeah.
Rex. Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. Rex is always out there. Yeah, well, look at... Rex is doing what he always does, isn't he? He's grabbing the lead right away. And looks like Bucky's kind of trying to move.
Oh, no. There goes Rex again. He's getting so close.
I know. Well, that's Rex's strategy. He likes to pull out front first. I told Bucky this time to lay back. I want him to lay back a little bit and just let's see how he does. Well, there goes one lap.
Oh, what is that over there by the track?
Is that
a cheese grater?
Betty, I think you're right. It looks like a...
Why is that on the track?
I wouldn't know what the heck that is on the track. You know, wait a minute. I'm afraid.
That doesn't look good. And Bucky's coming around.
I know, Betty. I think... Oh my God. You know what I think is going on here? I think that... I think those two veins.
Oh, no, there they are.
Yeah, the villains. I think they're up to their dirty tricks. They try this every year.
They're going
to
hurt us. They're going to pop Bucky's tires.
Well, if they get that cheese grater on the track, it certainly will. Let me see. Wait a minute. It looks like Vane has got something in his hand there. It looks like... I think that's a remote control.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think he's trying to roll that thing out with the remote control.
Why would he be doing
that? Well, I think he wants to pop... Bucky's tires.
But if he does that, Bucky won't win.
I know, that's the whole idea. We can't even get over there.
Rex could win.
Wait, it doesn't look like it's working. Wait a minute. He's running over and he's getting out there on the track. Look at this. I think it was... Look at all the spoon races coming right at him.
Oh,
boy. It looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them got him right back in the head.
No.
He's all on the track. back. Look at him. Look at
him. They're going all over the place.
I know. He's looking a little dazed now. It's taking him a little while to get up. Look at this. Look at this. Oh, this is going to be good. Because look at Munch is coming around the track in this spoon race.
Oh, he's got. Oh, it looks like.
He's going to get him. He's going to get him. Dane is running around the track. Look like. Whack. Look at that. Oh, look at him go through the air.
Wow. I've never seen anybody fly so high.
I know. Where's he headed for? What's that heck over there? It looks like a vat of molasses.
Oh, my God. I thought that was earlier.
No, that's
what are they doing?
A vat of molasses. He's headed right. Look at that.
Oh,
right in the vat of molasses.
Him, right?
Yeah, you know what I think he was trying to do was pour that molasses on the track.
Gosh, I bet he won't do that again.
No, wait, he's crawling out, though. He's crawling out. What's he headed for now?
Oh, look, it looks so sticky.
Wait a minute, I know, but wait, it looks like a big bunch of popcorn over there. Yeah, and there's a fan. It looks like, I know what he's going to try to do next. He's going to try to blow that
popcorn on the track.
Yeah, so that way Bucky can't see. Let me see what he's, look at him, Betty. He's getting closer. Let me see.
Oh, no.
Look at this. He put the fan the wrong way. Now he's all covered.
Oh, my gosh.
He's covered in popcorn.
He's like a popcorn ball.
Yeah, look at this. Now he doesn't even know he's going. He's staggering out on the track like that.
Oh, he's got
it. Here comes Muncher.
Oh, no.
Now he's on the front of Muncher's spoon. Look at the two of them going around like that. Oh, wait a minute. Let's get back
stuck
to the race. The Bucky's starting to move up on Rex a little bit here. I think he's getting. Go ahead, Bucky.
What's the matter? There goes Rex.
I know. Rex, he's pulling here. Go, Bucky. Bucky's gaining, though. I think that Bucky's going to do it. Rex is out of here to get him. Bucky, come on, Bucky. Come on, Bucky. You can do it. I know. Let's go. Wait a minute. Coming up to the finish line. I think it's Bucky.
I don't want to look.
It's Bucky. I'll just be like. Well,
I don't think we'll be going to the winner's circle.
I think we're going to be going to the loser's circle. That was too bad. He did good, though.
I'm still going to give him a pat on the back.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't think he's going to want the molasses, I believe.
Well, let's go over and say.
I think I'll drink
second
it.
Place isn't, you know, second place is good, Betty.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's Rex. He's tough to beat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Rex didn't do it fairly.
I know that. If he didn't have
Bucky
all
the. Bucky really won.
I know. That's when the dirty tricks don't.
You know what we need to do?
What?
We need to celebrate for the first place, because that's where he really came in.
In our hearts, that's exactly
where he is.
That's right.
He's a first place winner to me all the time.
And cheating never pays off in
no,
the moment.
No, it doesn't.
That's right. Well, let's go over there, Betty.
Okay.
Well, boys and girls, that was a lot more exciting than we thought. All of those dirty tricks, a cheese grater, molasses, popcorn, and everything backfired, didn't it? Thane and Muncher certainly got what they deserved. And Bucky, so close. He almost beat Rex this time. I'm sure he will in the future. Stay tuned.
Boy, that narrator, he, you know, that was a good word, you know, backfire. Because, yeah, did. Listen, it's summertime and beaches happen. I hope everybody's packing all their, you know, sunblock and getting their beach chairs and getting their beach balls and pails and shovels and kites and all those things to go down there and have a bunch of fun. I love this song. It's a great, great summer song.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical kisses melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Down in Kokomo.
Come on, pretty mama, Key Largo.
Everybody, this is Boss down at the Beantown Garage, inviting all you beans to come down and get your spoons inspected. Yeah, it's inspection time down here in Beantown, and you want to get here early to avoid the line. And don't forget, your spoon is in good hands with our talented team. We got everybody's favorite up-and-coming spoon racer, Bucky.
Hey, everybody.
And our diagnostic expert, Robo Bean.
Hello, Beans. I am at your service.
And, of course, rounding out the team is everybody's favorite, Batty. You want to say something, Batty?
Okay, Batty, maybe some other time.
So come on down for our inspection special. That includes tune-up, lube, tire rotation, just 49 legumes. Limited time only.
Hey, Beantowners, this is Apostle Fajoli, broadcasting live here in Beantown, down at the Church of the Holy Beanstalk. This Sunday, we invite you all down for the sunrise service here at the Beanstalk Church. We're going to be reading from our beam scriptures on how to overcome your giant fears. Everybody's wondering when the giants are going to come back. Instead, we want to teach you how to use your beam, trust your heart, and build your character. So you don't have to worry about the giant coming back, eh? And as a special musical attraction, Beantown's own opera maestro, Enzo Cannellini, is going to be here to sing hymns and play the organ. Come on down, this is Sunday, Holy Beanstalk Church, sunrise service. See you then, eh?
Me got no wish on me mind, it is the chocolate chip kind. Me look at you and me tell, you may have snickerdoodle. Me trade me soul for a bite, me spell it out black and white. Me look at you and me see, you like an elf in a tree. You cookie showing and me hunger growing. Let's get skim milk flowing, we'll start this snack going, baby. Hey, me just met you, and this is crazy, but you got cookie, so share it maybe. It's hard to look at your snack, baby, but you got cookie, so share it maybe. Hey, me just met you, and this is crazy, but you got cookie, so share it baby. Coffee cake for frosting, it no faze me, but you got cookie, so share it baby. You took your time with the bite, me trying to stay polite. Me start to really freak out, please someone call the Girl Scouts. me no grumble or grouse. This pig is toll on me house. Me going off me rocker. Please be me Betty Crocker. You cookie showing and me hunger growing. Let's get skim milk flowing. We'll start this snack going, baby. Hey, me just met you. And this is crazy. But you got cookie. Oh, share it, maybe. It's hard to look at. You snack, baby. But you got cookie. So share it, baby. Hey, me just met you. And this is crazy. But you got cookie. So share it, maybe. Pie and ice cream. It no faze me. But you got cookie. So share it, baby. Before you came into me, like me miss you so bad. Me miss you so bad. Me miss you so, so bad. Before you came into me, like me miss you so bad. And you should know that. Me miss you so, so bad. Bad, 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 bad. It's hard to look at. Your snack, baby. But you got cookies. So share it, maybe. Hey, me just met you. And this is crazy. But you got cookies. So share it, maybe. Chocolate pudding. It no faze me. But you got cookies. So share it, maybe. Cookie! Here. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie.
Okay. If you guess what is in the box,
yeah,
I'll give you a cookie.
It's a horse.
No.
It's a cow.
Mm.
It's a cotton ball.
No.
It's a pogo stick.
No, no.
It's a rump roast.
No, no.
Cookie Monster has not given up cookies. In fact, from the looks of things, he's just about everything.
You got that right.
Well, that Cookie Monster, I got a big kick out of him. He was a good buddy of ours, you know. And, boy, he loves cookies, don't he? I like cookies, but... You know, there's a limit. You gotta eat some good stuff too, right? I mean, wow. Anyway.
Hi, folks. This is Jethro Bull Bean. I'm Beantown's Blue Ribbon Champion of Mud Pie Making. You wanna see the best mud pies? You come on down to Mud Pie Supplies, and you're gonna be seeing the King of Mud Pies. All you beans know who I am, and I'm really proud because I've been making mud pie since I was a little, little baby sprout. And if you come on down to Mud Pie Supply right now, you can get my grandpa's secret recipe for king-size mud pies. Yeah, that's right. We're going to be giving away right now. So you come on down. You see me, Jethro Bull Bean, and I'm going to be fixing you right up with the best sand. Purified water. Do you know what sand and water mixed together makes? That's mud, folks. So come on down to 240 Main Street of Beantown. You can't miss the big mud pie right on top of the building. You can't miss us. We're right between Beantown's garage and Aunt Sally's spoon wash. Come on down.
You on? Yeah, go ahead. Go down there and, you know, check it out. And, you know... you know, one of our favorite pals here is Luke Rodney, and he does some amazing stuff. So why don't we play? I just, you know, he's so up all the time, and this is one of the favorite things that I like that he does.
No eggs, no beans. Food on your table. Do not complain. Life is good. Life is nice. So celebrate. Celebrate life. Celebrate. Celebrate life. Take nothing for granted. Enjoy what you have. Utilize your resources. There are many who starve. Life is good. Life is nice. Celebrate, celebrate life. Celebrate, celebrate life. Celebrate, celebrate life.
Emails from Joanne and Kevin and Stacy and Emmett and Arlo and a whole bunch of happy birthdays out here to you guys. So happy. Nicole's got a nice happy birthday, and Cassandra's got a birthday coming up, and Liana's got a great birthday coming up, and Rebecca and Erin. So to all you guys, happy
birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy. talking about celebrating, you know, it's coming up to Bean Dependence Day pretty soon. And boy, oh boy, when Betty and I went to Mama Faccioli, did we celebrate?
Well, boys and girls, this is a big evening in Beantown. Bucky and Betty have been friends for 4 years tonight, and they're going to Mama Faggioli's to celebrate. Let's tune in and see what happens.
Well, Betty, here we are. What do you think?
Oh, it's so beautiful here.
Yeah, it's just a romantic. I picked the most, you know, it's been 4 years since we've been friends.
Bucky, we have had some really fun times together.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, there's a point when, you know, in the relationship, I realize, Betty, you know, after a little while, you know, either the relationship moves ahead or it kind of falls behind, but, you know, there's... And so tonight I wanted to make it really special. Look at them. So what do you think of the candles?
Oh, they're really nice.
Yeah, and
Bucky, I got to tell you, thank you so much for bringing me here tonight.
Well, I picked this night because this is the night, as you know, this is the special night in Beantown where Mama Faggioli makes her spicy, extra spicy pasta fagioli. And you know what happens then?
Oh, it sure do. That's when everybody lets the wind go free.
Yeah, and they got, and, you know, they let off steam.
Yeah.
Boy, this place will be a gas in a little while.
It
sure will.
This is like the fireworks in a restaurant.
Oh, yes.
Fireworks coming from the wrong end, right, Bucky?
You'll
be looking in the sky tonight.
Well, it's what's his beans expressing themselves is really what it is. Wait, let's get a little quiet and see what we can hear.
Oh, wow. The fireworks are going off in this place.
Yeah, well, listen to that guy.
Wow.
Hey, Betty, I tell you what,
try.
I'll try. Okay, I'm going to, you don't mind if I go first?
No.
You sure you don't want to go first?
Wait, I feel one coming on.
Okay, you go ahead. You go first.
There it goes.
Okay.
Whoa. Wow.
Betty, wow.
Oh, I feel really good.
Yeah, well, that spice is acting up on you, isn't it?
Bucky, your turn.
All right, let me see what I can do here. Let me see. Now, you know, we don't get to do this often, so it's okay.
No, once a year.
Yeah, once a year. Let me see. Well, here we go. Ready?
Yeah. What? Oh, Bucky, that one sounded really
thank
good.
Thank you very much, Betty. I'm pretty proud of that.
I'm going to try to do a double one.
You're going to try double?
Yep.
All right, go ahead. You'll go for it, okay?
Wow, that was good.
Betty,
that almost sounded like a little bit of music added to it.
You
hear that little squeal at the end?
Yeah, I did. That was quite a twist.
Wait, what's that?
What?
Oh, the waiter.
Yeah,
he let out a really good one.
That was a little close, pal. Well, I don't think he really had to go be that close to us when he did that, you know.
Wow.
Oh, gee, you really... Hey, so what do you think of the... the violin sound is... It kind of mixes in well with
yeah,
all
because
of this.
It's like popping and
hey, Betty,
the violin.
I got something for you. You know, I know that you've been kind of hitting around, but I already had it here under the table, so
you
it would be a surprise.
Oh,
yeah.
Bucky, are you giving me my favorite
I know,
favorite,
you've been hitting around,
thing in the
you've
world.
Been
I've always
bracelet.
Wanted a friendship bracelet.
I know you've been asking for the friendship bracelet. Now I just want you to be prepared. You know,
wait,
want you
before
to...
you give it to me, Bucky. What? I got something for you. Listen
what?
To this.
Betty,
that's like so romantic.
You let that one grip. Boy, oh boy, I'm proud of you, Betty. You know,
not very often you can bring a friend
and
let it rip.
Yeah, well, this is good. Okay, so speaking about rip, why don't you just go ahead and rip open this. It's a little heavy. Let me get this. Okay, there you go, Betty. Just kind of...
Oh,
it's a little bigger
it's
than...
It's awful big.
Yeah, it's big.
Bucky, that looks like a hubcap to a spoon.
Well, it's a rim. What they call it, a rim.
Rim?
Yeah. Well, we're gonna.
Bucky, you got it signatured from Randy.
Randy the Rocket. Remember him? He was the champion
spoon
racer for Beantown for years.
Well,
that's his rim. This is his rim to his spoon racer.
What do I do? Hang it on my wall?
No. We're gonna make a bracelet for you out of this.
How are you gonna do that, Bucky?
We got welding torches down at the garage, and Boss has promised to help me and Batty, and we're gonna do this. What's the matter, Betty? You don't look so happy.
Oh.
Well, it's the extra parts. We're going to make maybe like some earrings and things, you know?
Bucky, Bucky. How am I going to show my friends a friendship bracelet? It doesn't look like a friendship bracelet. It looks like
you got to have imagination.
A friendship with Rocky?
Okay, but Betty, just try to bear with me on
Randy,
this.
Randy? What's his name? Rocky Randy?
Betty, why don't you just eat more of your soup, okay? And we'll talk about this a little later.
Okay, boys and girls. Well, I certainly wasn't expecting that, were you? Boy, those beans really know how to celebrate, don't they? Hey, stay tuned.
I told you we know how to celebrate. Wasn't that something, boy? Oh, God. You know, I never understood why she didn't like Randy the Rocket's rim. It's one of my favorite things. It's Randy the Rocket's rim from the racing spoon racer. I don't know. Hey, listen. I want to hear from you guys. You're out there. 347-996-3903. Every Saturday morning, we try to be here. And don't forget our app. If you like these, you can listen to these right from your, from whoever's got a smartphone or an Android, whatever. All you got to do is just go to the App Store or Google Play, iTunes App Store, Google Play, and just put in Beantown Pals. And then that app is on your phone or your iPad or whatever, and you can just hit that and you can hear these stories anytime you want. Well, how about a little more music? It's summertime, and you gotta celebrate summer. You know, so let's do it.
Philosophy. Sing along with us. Da 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 da. Yeah, we're happy. Da da da.
Hello, Jose Ole Jumping Beans for Ted's Trampoline. Want to jump like a jumping bean? I recommend one of Ted's trampolines. They are on sale now. So hop on down, jump on down, come down in your spoon, but however you get to Ted's trampoline, you're going to jump like a professional jumping bean. Jose Ole.
Are you looking for a true bean experience? Try Benny's Bean Bags, a perfect way to wrap up a long week. Grab a bag, hang out with some really cool beans, and relax.
Deepak Chopra, Pagandhi Kandi. Looking for a transcendental experience? Looking to reach your higher being? Your inner being? However being you want to be? Try Gandhi's Candies. So sweet you think you died and go to heaven. Deepak Chopra, Pagandhi Kandi.
Has your motor spoon been involved in a mishap, wrecked, or scratched? In need of an estimate or a quote? Been there, done that? Come down to Honest Abe's Auto Body. We'll set you up so you can do it again.
Bernie Brillstein here at the law offices with Weinstein, Beanstein, Goldstein, Silverstein, and Weinstein. Have you been involved in an accident? You got headaches, you got backaches, you got toothaches, you got any kind of ache? Looking for a good settlement? Don't be a victim. We'll get you back on track. Come on down. We'll see you there at the law offices, Bernstein, Bernstein, Silverstein, Goldstein, and Bernstein.
I like to stay out of trouble. But when I hang out with
that you never know what's going to happen. That time that I had to go pick up Laddie's fire truck and bring it down to the garage. Yeah, and that's pretty long. Remember that? Whoa, I do.
Well, boys and girls, another big day in Beantown. Bucky's on his way to the fire department to pick up Laddie, Beantown's favorite fire truck, and Betty's giving him a ride. Let's see what happens.
Gee, Betty, I really appreciate you giving me a ride over to the fire station. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, I was really looking forward to this day because I've never been at the fire department before.
Well, yeah, you know, but I mean, you've seen the outside many times, but you've just never been on the
inside.
Yeah,
but to know, I mean, to be inside.
Yeah, well,
wow.
that's what we got to go in. We got to go get Laddie.
Can we go in now?
Well, wait, just a minute. Just relax. You know, boy, you really cleaned up the spoon. Your spoon looks beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I use shampoo for the rugs and wax for the outside of my spoon.
Yeah, it's a beautiful.
Does it shine?
I always like your spoon. I really do.
Take a smell, Bucky.
It does. It smells, yeah, I wouldn't want it to smell like this for my spoon. I mean,
yeah, it smells like pumpkin pie.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, but I don't think pumpkin pie for a guy is a good thing. But for a girl, you know, girl bean, that's a good thing. You know, okay, so let's go in. We'll, let's get out of here and go in. Yeah, what do you think? Isn't it something?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, really?
That's a beautiful fire truck.
That's Laddie.
It's all shiny. It's shinier than my spoon.
Well, they have to, you know, Chief Sparks is very, you know, he makes sure that everything stays...
It looks like a big apple, red big apple with a ladder sticking out of it.
Well, that's Chief Sparks for you. He makes sure that all the other fire beans have to make sure that Laddie, because everybody in town loves Laddie. You know, Laddie the fire ladder, you know, fire
Laddie
ladder.
Laddie has saved a lot of houses. You know that, Bucky, right?
That's right. A lot of crock pots and bean pots. And, yep, that's what he does. And, you know, it's that time he saved the school. You know, he's a hero. He's a big hero.
Yeah. Look. I just made a handprint. I've been rubbing him on the side. Well, Laddie's such a good boy.
Okay, just kind of, I'll get that off there so nobody will notice. Like, so listen, I'm going to...
Look at that big ladder that's on the top.
Oh, that's why they call him Laddie.
Look at the lights.
That's why they call him... Yeah, they call him Laddie.
Look, those are really big tires.
Well, you have to be big when you got that, you know, they got to carry hoses around and ladders. You know, it's got to and they got to be strong. That's the other thing. You got to keep them very strong, so...
Bucky, can I...
He hasn't been feeling...
Can I drive over there with you? Can I ride in the fire truck?
Well, I just asked for a ride over. Aren't you going to drive your spoon back home? Don't you have something to do?
Bucky, I'd really like to be in a fire truck. Could I just go with you this one time and ride in it?
I don't know, buddy.
I'll be really good.
I mean, I'm supposed to bring it back, and nobody told me that I could let you get... Well, you know...
I'm sure they'd be fine with... Knowing that you're taking somebody that really always wanted to ride in a fire truck.
Well, I suppose we could do that, and I could get...
Okay, give me a hand up.
Well, okay, come on. Here we go. Right in here.
The door is so big.
I know. Well, that's, you know, fire trucks. That's, you know,
can you help me? Oh, my gosh. The first step? Wow.
Well, come on. Get in. Okay, close that door. All right, I'm going to close mine. And this way, listen, when we get to the...
Wow, it's so good.
Yeah,
it's so
nice.
Neat in
really,
here.
It's beautiful.
Look at the big windows.
I know.
The buttons. It's got lots of
don't
buttons.
Don't touch nothing, Betty.
I won't touch anything,
You're not supposed to be in here. You told me you're going to be behaving, right? You're not going to go do anything weird, right?
Yeah, but what are those for?
Well, relax. I got to back him out of here, you know. Let me see if I find him. Listen, when we get to the garage, what we're going to do is we're going to get in Tony the tow truck, and then I'm going to drive you back, and then you can pick up your spoon, and then we can, you know, you can go what you got to do, and then I'll go back to the garage, and then I'm going to fix Laddie. But let me see. I'm going to back him right out here now. Isn't it something?
Oh, my gosh, you're moving.
We get him right out on the street.
Do you think
here.
You could let me drive?
What, Betty, come on. This is what I'm afraid of. First you asked me if you could get in, then I knew you was going to start asking if you could do other stuff. You said you were going to be here. Just relax, because you're not supposed to be in here. I'm supposed to take Laddie straight over to the garage, okay? Can you do that for me, Betty, please?
I promise. Just sit right here, Bucky, and I won't move.
Okay, just enjoy the ride.
What's the shifter for? Touch it?
No, don't touch the shifter, Betty, okay? Now, look, I'm just talking, honey. Look at
why can't...
Yeah, look at Betty. See everybody looking at us? They're all looking at us. That's why you got to be safe. They don't know why you're in Laddie with me. So just
should I wave to them?
Wave. Okay, go ahead, wave.
Oh, but we're in a parade. It's like we're in a parade.
Every time you're in Laddie. That's right.
Oh,
you know, so go ahead. So where we go?
What is this button for?
Oh, my God. Betty, what did you do?
I don't know.
You sounded the siren, Betty.
Oh, it's scary.
No, I know.
That's me.
Shut it off. Shut up the siren off.
Did you see everybody looking?
I know. They're looking. They think we're on our way to a
fire.
They're
pulling over, Bucky.
I know. They're pulling the car.
Hey, what's this button for?
All the spoons are pulling over. Don't touch that. Don't touch that. That's the bell. That's the bell.
The lady with a stroller, she just really looked at us.
She almost pushed that baby out.
I think she was excited to think we were going to go, put the fire out in somebody's
beanpot.
Maybe they think we're going to the school. There was a fire.
Betty, this is what I was afraid of.
What's this button for?
Well, don't touch nothing else, Betty. Look behind
us. Oh, it looks like the ladder's going up.
Oh, wow. Betty.
Oh, wait, I don't know if the ladder's supposed to be up by while we're driving, Bucky.
Now we're whacking all the trees and all the leaves are falling on the street. Betty, this is not good.
Yeah, I don't think you should have let me touch that one, Bucky.
But I told you not to touch nothing, but you went ahead and did it. Betty, look.
What if I press these two? Maybe
no, don't touch nothing else, Betty. Don't touch. Look behind us. You see that? Yep. You see that blue light? Guess who that is?
Maybe the police officer wants to escort
officer
us.
I don't think he wants an escort, Betty. I think we're in trouble.
Do you think he wants to be in a parade,
too? No, I think we got a parade already. He's getting closer.
Wait, we're making a parade, because here comes another blue light.
I know,
light's coming.
Right.
We have two now. We have two police officers
following us. I know, Betty.
Us.
That's because...
Oh, wow. And everybody's pulling over.
I know, Betty.
Bucky, why are you pulling over?
Well, because I think Officer Lima wants to talk to us.
Do you think he'll understand?
Here he comes.
I'm going to let you explain
things,
Sam, because you should have stopped me from pushing all those buttons.
Right. That was my fault that you were pushing the button. Hi, Officer Lima.
Hi.
Well, boys and girls, that was quite a ride. Betty certainly got button happy, didn't she? Well, we heard sirens and bells and whistles, and how about the parade she thought she created with all those blue lights behind her? And Officer Lima, I hope he goes easy.
Of course, people ask me all the time. They say to me, what is the secret to success? The first rule is trust yourself. And what I mean by that is so many young people are getting so much advice from their parents and from the teachers and from everyone. But what is most important is that you have to dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. And I'm talking about not what your parents and teachers want you to be, but you. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy, no matter how crazy it may sound to the people. So rule number one is, of course, trust yourself no matter how and what anyone else thinks. And of course, rule number two is break the rules. We have so many rules in life about everything. I say break the rules, not the law, but break the rules. It is impossible to be a maverick or a true original if you're too well behaved and don't want to break the rules. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of being on this earth if all you want to do is be liked by everyone and avoid trouble? The only way that I ever got any place was the breaking some of the rules. Which of course brings me to rule number 3. Don't be afraid to fail. Anything I've ever attempted, I was always willing to fail. You can't always win, but don't be afraid of making decisions. You can't be paralyzed by fear of failure, or you will never push yourself. You keep pushing because you believe in yourself and in your vision, and you know that it is the right thing to do, and success will come. So don't be afraid to fail. Which brings me to rule number 4, which is don't listen to the naysayers. I mean, how many times have you heard that you can't do this and you can't do that and it has never been done before? As a matter of fact, I love it when someone says, no one has ever done this before, because then when I do it, that means that I'm the first one that has done it. So pay no attention to the people that say it can't be done.
You gotta love it, ladies and gentlemen. You gotta love it. It's gotta be what you are supposed to do. You want to sing, and even though they want to invite you to Carnegie Hall, you're going to sing to anybody that listens to you, including singing to yourself. You got to write, even if no one published your book, write, because that was given to you to do. You do what it is you're supposed to. You're supposed to build something. You're supposed to create something. I don't know how to do it. Learn. Do whatever is required. It's necessary. If you want it, you got to go into action. You got to be willing to experiment. You got to be willing to fail and to succeed. You got to be willing to form and to develop new relationships. It's you. It's on you. You got to make that happen. Nobody's going to bring it to you on a silver platter and say, here's your dream manifested. No, it's hard. Yes, it's hard. It's difficult. That's right. And it's worth it.
And that brings me to rule number 5, which is the most important rule of all. Work your butt off. You never want to fail because you didn't work hard enough. I never wanted to lose a competition or lose an election because I didn't work hard enough. I always believe leaving no stone unturned. Muhammad Ali, one of my great heroes, had a great line in the 70s when he was asked, how many sit-ups do you do? He said, I don't count my sit-ups. I only start counting when it starts hurting. When I feel pain, that's when I start counting, because that's what makes you a champion. And that's the way it is with everything. No pain, no gain. Whatever it takes, I will do. That's the answer I want to help you.
Wouldn't be bad for, you know, for the